AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is running for the Republican presidential nomination, making the announcement in Hope, Arkansas. He said the Obama administration has failed the people.
We were promised hope, but it was just talk. And now we need the kind of change that really could get America from hope to higher ground.
The country's new attorney general is offering support to the people of Baltimore. Loretta Lynch told city police officers she respects them for choosing a great career.
You have picked the one that lets you go out every day and say, I'm going to help somebody. And despite how people may want to choose to characterize you, hold on to that as you go out on patrol every day.
She also met with the family of Freddie Gray, who died after being injured in police custody. A federal appeals court says police do not need a search warrant to track a criminal suspect's location from cell phone towers.
The decision on data collected from cell phone towers is a victory for law enforcement. It stems from the prosecution of a Miami robbery suspect, where prosecutors used 67 days' worth of records from Metro PCS. While the government did get a court order, it didn't have to meet the standard for probable cause. Two judges on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals dissented, saying the U.S. Constitution requires a warrant. Civil liberties groups argued the ruling could open the door to all kinds of data that is stored online, a topic even some of the prevailing judges said the U.S. Supreme Court should decide. Tony Winton, Miami.
The Institute for Supply Management says growth at U.S. service firms accelerated in April. More orders, rising sales, and an uptick in hiring sent its services index up in April to the highest level in 5 months. This is AP Radio News. British candidates are campaigning from Cornwall in southwestern England to the far northern reaches of Scotland in search of votes in the upcoming general election.
It's a shockingly short campaign season by American standards, but it's down to the stretch run in the UK. The general election Thursday should determine whether Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron holds on to his post or the Labour Party's Ed Miliband can pull together the support needed to replace him. The two are virtually even in the polls. Cameron's present governing coalition partner, the Liberal Democrats, are setting themselves up to potentially negotiate with both main parties after the vote before siding with one or the other to form the next government. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Freddie Mac is reporting a big drop in its first quarter profits. The mortgage giant had losses on investments it uses to hedge against swings in interest rates, but it still had its 14th straight profitable quarter. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.